You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bridges, Stewart, Anthony, Butler, and Quickley are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Friday, March 15th. We're talking FanDuel and we're doing it after this. But first, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman and then sign up at Stochastic. If you're playing DFS and you haven't checked us out yet, you're making a mistake. Links are in the description. Whichever sport you're playing, we got you covered. We have projections, ownership, Sims tool, contest generator, lineup generator, premium Discord, and more. Weekly packages, monthly packages. Whatever you're doing, I promise you, we have a package that fits your play style. All you have to do is click the link to find out. First up at number five, I have Franz Wagner. Small forward, power forward, eligible, 7,500, projected for 36. The goal is 37.5, and he's in the winning lineup 25% of the time. Great spot against Toronto. Horrible defense, and they're missing a bunch of dudes. 33 minutes for Franz. Hasn't been playing well, but I think that's helping us out from a price perspective. 20 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and a stock and a half. And you're splitting him across both forward positions in a nice matchup. And keep in mind, one less game on today's slate than there are on DraftKings. Next up at number four, we have Herb Jones. He's shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 5,400, projected for 24. The goal is 30. He's in the winning lineup 26% of the time. This is an interesting spot, but it's really just happening because of his positionality. Guard and forward are tough to fill today. 31 minutes, 11 points, 3.5 boards, 2.5 assists, 2 stocks, and could be an interesting matchup. We don't know that they're on a back. The Clippers are on a back-to-back. We don't know the status of James Harden. We don't know the status of Kawhi Leonard. So this could look even better. But for right now, I like the flexibility that Herb Jones brings us. Jalen Suggs is in at number three. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 5,400, projected for 25. The goal is 30, and he's in the winning lineup 28% of the time. I went 28 minutes. He's a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy, and we already talked about how good of a matchup it is against Toronto. 12 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and 2 stocks for Suggs, and you're getting him across both of the point guard and shooting guard positions. It pays to face the Toronto Raptors. Duncan Robinson in at number two, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 5,200, projected for 24. The goal is 29. He's in the winning lineup 29% of the time. I went 32 minutes. Amazing spot. Pistons are bad. Their defense stinks. They play pretty fast. You're getting 14 plus points from Duncan Robinson on 20% usage, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a stock. You're hoping the shot falls. And against the Pistons, you should expect the shot to fall. But my number one contender is Paolo Banchero, my third Magic player of the top five. Small forward, power forward, eligible, 8,400, projected for 43. The goal is 41, and he is in the winning lineup 31% of the time. I gave him 35 minutes, 1.2 fantasy points per minute, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 5.5 assists, and a stock and a half. Who's checking him on the other side? They don't have those bodies any longer. They should even go small. Hit him on Kelly Olynyk and just roast him. It'd be fun to watch. But either way, this is the best spot you can get to on this FanDuel slate. You gotta have Paolo Banchero. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, March 15th. DraftKings version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again Monday morning for another edition of the Contenders.